samet gimel amet alef baden. Amr Shimon ben Lakish, la olamin uchay vatshe achamis l'shochei, ola zorek, ola echod mivnei achabura, vaad shia imo bazora. Rabbi Yochanan omer apa pishein imo bazora. So the iser of oshishcher al chamez dam zidchi is that if any one of the bnei chabura, or the person who shechts the korban, who has to be part of the chabura, or the kohen who zorek the dam, owns chametz, then you're over. We'll see in 1 second who's over. The iser of oshishcher al chametz dam zidchi. And Reish Lakish holds that chametz has to be in the azara, and Rabbi Yochanan holds it doesn't have to dafka be in the azara. So now the machlokas is over here who exactly is getting malchus. Rashi, you'll see, learns that the entire chabura gets malchus. Everybody is responsible to make sure that the person who shochet this carbon, who zorek the dam, doesn't do it if somebody has chametz. And if they don't make sure of that, then they're chai because of the shlichus. It's as if they shechted the carbon, right, for good. The mele, they're over also the iser. And even though ain't shlichus is bar avera, here the shlichus is not on the avera. The avera is owning the chametz when the carbon is shechted. So the mele, they're over that iser, what's it called, through their shliach. Tosfos learns that it's just the person who shechts or is zorik. They're the ones who are chayiv, but nobody else is chayiv. Right? If you shech the korban, and somebody of the chabura owns chametz, the person who shechts, it's over the sister and gets malchus. Or if you zorik the dam, and somebody, what's it called, owns chametz, even anybody of the chabura, lav davka the person who zorik, the person who zorik is over this lav. And the Rambam learns that it's not the shochet and not the zorek who's over the iser, it's the person who owns the chametz. In addition to being over Balyura, Balyumotze, he's also over the iser of Losishchel HaChametz Dam Zivchi, by owning the chametz. And how does he get malchus? It's a lot of shimbo maise, he just owns the chametz. But again, it's shliach. His shliach is shechting when he owns chametz, and therefore he gets malchus. Okay. Rashi, ad she'chametz l'shochet, v'yapagav d'chsiv al chametz stama, im haya chametz l'echot she'enu b'nei chabura, v'afilu yeshno imu v'azor, if somebody else owns chametz, who's not part of this party, even if he's in the azor with it, v'elu ha'shochtim b'shchem ro'in osho v'hisru b'hen, and he warned them and said, I have chametz, better watch out, so don't shecht your korban Pesach, it's not osho. Eno, t'in v'forish l'kamei, v'nechsiv v'oshishchat v'lo yolin, kol sheyeshto v'halona yeshno b'shchita, v'im yesh le'echad me'em kulan over. Rashi learns that one of them has chametz, then the entire chabura is over this issur. V'zorek hadam, d'zrika nomi yisraboid mechilta midam zvachecha. Zrika also, what's it called, that it says, lo shizbach al chametz dam zivchi, right, so midam zvachecha, we learn this in the zrika too. Not only the shchita, which is Zvicha, but also the Zvicha Sadam. And Tosfos brings down that even though you're over this Isser, but the Korban Pesach is kosher. You shech the Korban Pesach on Chametz, it doesn't passel the Korban Pesach. Okay, so now we have Machlokas, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, whether the Chametz that you own, whoever owns it, in the Chabura, does it have to be in the Azor or not? The Maika Miflagei. Ilema Ba'al B'Samuch Miflagei. Right, if you'll say the Machlokas is whether Al, well, Sishchat Al Chametz, does Al mean Manish right there, or Al can mean nearby? Ba'al B'Samuch Miflagei. In fact, there's really, Tosfos brings down a three-way Machlokas. There's one Machlokas whether Al means Manish there or nearby. And here the machlokas is, does it mean nearby or even lavdavka nearby, even far away? So there's three different opinions, and it depends what the context of the pasuk is. But here where the shaila is, do you need al chametz to be nearby or not? Reb Shimon ben Lakish sover al besamer. He holds when it says al chametz, it means nearby. It has to be at least in the azor. Rav Yochanan Sover Lobo in an Al B'Somach. And he holds Al doesn't necessarily mean nearby. Al Chametz, wherever you may own it, you're what you called, you're over. The Va'ifligu Bachadazim, they already had a machlokas in that, one time. Why, we can know, we don't have to know that machlokas from here, we can know it from somewhere else. I don't know what the kasha is, a lot of times people argue in the same thing, for the same reason, but not the exact same thing. It has different, what's it called, for instance, yesterday we had Rav Shimon, who holds, what's it called, shchita, sheina ra'uya is not shchita. The Chacham hold it is a shchita. They argue by a lot of different cases. And the underlying reason for their argument is the same in each place. Is shchita, sheina ra'uya, shchita or not? So I don't know exactly what the kash is over here. I couldn't find anybody who speaks about it. But l'chor, the Gemara was mashma that if it would be a simple case of al b'samach or not, then we wouldn't need this machlokas, so we could infer it from somewhere else. Disnam, Hashoche Toda Lifnim, the Lach Machutz Lachoma, Lo Kiddush Halechet. If you shechted the Korban Toda in the Azara, and the Lechem outside the Choma, so you're not Mekadosh Lechem. It's not, what's it called? In other words, the Lachme Toda only become Kadosh, to be Kedushas Korban, when you shecht the Korban Toda on them. Right? It says, Al Lechem Chametz Al, says, together with the, with this, what's it called, with these 30 of them matzah, 10 of them chametz. If you don't shecht the korban, then they remain Kedushas Domi. They have Kedusha because you were matish them to be used for a korban. But there's only Kedushas Domi. Kedushas Domi doesn't become Puzzle, the Yotzei, and the Lina, or whatever. Masha'en came, once the, you shecht the korban on them, they become Kedushas Haguf. And they become Pasul B'yotze, and Lina, and all the other psuvim can affect them. So until you shecht the korban toda on those breads, they remain Kedushas Domim, not Kedushas Haguf. If you shecht the korban toda in the Azara, we are supposed to. But the lechem was not in the Azara, it was Chutz Lachoma. We'll see in a second what that means, Chutz Lachoma. Then the lechem's not Kaddish. My chutz lachoma, which wall are we talking about? Rabbi Yochanan Amar chutz lachoma is best pagi. Have a chutz lachoma is azor, a kaddish. The lo bo'in and al b'samach. But it says that you have to shecht the korban toda on the bread. It doesn't mean literally next to it, near it, even far away. So even if the bread is chutz lazara, as long as it's within the walls of Yerushalayim, that's good enough. Because if it's outside the walls of Yerushalayim, it's possible. You can't take a korban toda or any part of it outside of Yerushalayim. It becomes possible yotze. So the bread has to be at least within the walls of Yerushalayim. That's pashtus. Chutz lachomus bishpagi. That's how Rashi learns. Others learn that it has to be close enough. It doesn't have to be really close in the Azara, but it has to be close. Close means within the walls of the Harabayas. Even if it wouldn't be possible, still within Yerushalayim, it's just outside the walls of the Harabayas. Even Rabbi Yochanan holds it possible because it's too far away. The chutz lachomas v'azara kaddish. The lo bo'in al b'samach. Reb Shimon ben Lakish omer afilu chutz lachomas v'azara lo kaddish. Even if it's outside the walls of the azara, it's not kaddish. Al mabo'in al b'samach. So you see that you need al means close by. So they already had one machlokas with this. Now the by chametz, does it have to be in Yerushalayim or not? So the Yerushalmi that seems to say that it has to be in Yerushalayim, which doesn't make any sense. The korban told the lechem has to be in Yerushalayim because outside Yerushalayim is possible. But if you don't need al b'samuch, right, then it wouldn't really have to be in Yerushalayim either. Could be outside Yerushalayim. This is according to that opinion that the Chomas Bispagi is the last place in Yerushalayim before the wall. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, that Chomas Bispagi is Chutz Le Chomas Bis Harabayis. Well, you need at least it has to be somewhat nearby. Then it makes sense that it could be that it has to be by Chomets. It doesn't have to be in the Azara, but it has to be somewhat close by. It has to be at least in Yerushalayim. There could be such a svara. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that there's no such thing. Right? If it doesn't have to be close, it doesn't have to be anywhere close. But it can't be, the Yerushalmi means it can't be in Chutz Laretz. Because chametz that somebody has in Chutz Laretz, he has no connection to, is like it's mavur. So you're not over on Balyur and Balyumotze on such chametz. Even though you own it, but you own it somewhere where you have no connection to it at all. You can't have any connection, then that chametz is like mushpas. It's like nafal of matolis. Because you have no access to it. And therefore, you wouldn't be over shechting the Korban Pesach on chametz, that you wouldn't be over Balyur and Balyumotze, that there's no chiyuv hashpasa. Okay, in any case. So, but that's the machlokas here. Does it need to be close by or not? It's the same thing over here. When it says, Lo Sishchan al Chametz, Tam Sivchi, is al Chametz close by or even not close by? Rashi, the al besamach, kol hechad siv al, mashma besamach. Wherever it says in the Torah al, it means nearby. And again, Tosa said there's another machlokas that al doesn't only mean nearby, it means mamish together with it. Sometimes when the Torah says al, it means mamish together. Then we have a machlokas, does it mean mamish together, or it could even be nearby? Here we have the machlokas where pashtus doesn't mean mamish together with it, right? Obviously it means at least only nearby. But you need even nearby, or even far away, is called al. V'hach al chomish ksib, come over all of Matin Menashe. All of doesn't mean, what's it means, nearby. Right? Next to him was Matin Menashe. Bifnim Bazara, Lachmi Toda, Mishahuk de Shubateh, Kitchu Kedushas Domin. When you're makdish these breads and matzah, for the sake of the Toda, they become Kodesh Kedushas Domin. Kedushas Benekabayas. They also Machil Vano, you're not allowed to eat them, Stam, and you're not allowed to have any Hanor from them. They belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Avalo Kitchu Kedushas Aguf. That doesn't make them Kedushas Korban. The in nitmu niftim yotzlechulin. One nafkamina is what if they became tummy? Something that's a carbon that became tummy you have to burn. Something that's just kodesh bedushas damin that became tummy, you redeem it, and you what's it called, and you can use it, and your money goes to hektish. The shritas hazevach mekadshasam legufan. Once you shech the carbon toga, then the breads become kodesh kedushas haguf. Leos nifsalim bitful yom uvamaga mechusar kipurim ubalina v'nikmu yisrafu. Now all the halachas of kachim apply to it, right? If it stayed overnight, it becomes pasul. If it's full yom or a mechusar kipurim touches it, it becomes pasul, like all kachim. Kedusiv al zevach hatolda chalos. The omar mar menachos korbono al zevach melamed she'en halachim kori korban elabizlicha. The lechem is not called part of the carbon until you shech the carbon. Lo kiddush halechem kiddushas haguf. If it's not in the azara, when you shech the carbon, the lechem, it's not kiddush. Not kiddush kiddushas haguf. It remains kiddushas domin. Beis pagi, haynu makom chitzon shebirushalayim. Hasam hu dechutz lechomos beis pagi chutz l'shalayim hu. Ve'enu makom achilus kachim kalim. You're not allowed to eat kachim kalim. If you take them there, it's possible. V'myotsu shom nifsol. Vaday, if you shech the carbon in a place where the lechem is pasul, right, that surely is not mekadesh lechem. Aval I chutz lechomus hazara koi, afal gav the lav gabe zevach koi b'shazvicha, hoel v'mokam hecheru hayomid shaper domi, v'lo bo'in al b'samach. That's what Rishlokish holds. You don't need al b'samach. So that's how Rashi learns. Beis Pagi is Rashi here. It's the last place in Yerushalayim. But Rashi and Menachos and the Rambam learn that Beis Pagi is in Yerushalayim. It's just outside the Harabayas. And that's already not considered Al B'Samach. That's already, even though it's not possible, but it's far too far away to be considered that Yeshech the Korban Al HaLechem. Okay. Ella, so that can't be the machlokas. If that's the machlokas, they already have this machlokas. We don't need to repeat it again. Ella b'hasra sofik miflege. The machlokas is hasra sofik. In order to get malkas, you have to have hasra, you have to be warned. But if there's a doubt to the Aden, that's pashas how it is, if we're not sure if the guy is over this issue or not, we warned him, but we can't be sure that the warning took effect, because maybe it doesn't mean anything. Right? We don't know. Maybe he doesn't have chametz. How do you know if he has chametz or not? So, they also argued on that one time. You don't need new machlokas and hasra sofik. We know that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue by hasra sofik. We can apply it over here. We don't need to be told that the failure is over here. Right? Rashi basra sofik, elohacha gabi chametz basra sofik komitlagay. The malchus lesa ela basra. You only get malchus if you are warned. And that the warning has to be right at the time that you do the aveira. The chimasrin and beilos sishkan ala chametz, ichazin and chametz gabeu masrin bei havi asra svara. If we see the chametz in the azara, and we know it belongs to this guy, and they warn him, don't check the korban pesach, there's chametz here, right, that belongs to one of the people of the chabura, then that's asra svara. We know for sure that if you do this thing, you're going to be over the isra. We see all the components of the isra in front of us. The Elo has a sofik key. But if the chametz isn't there, they can't see it. They don't know if the guy has chametz or not. Maybe he has, maybe he doesn't. They can't be sure that if he shechs the carbon, it's going to be over anything because they can't see the chametz. But if he was stuck at the havi of the base, and even if later on we find out that he did have chametz, at the time they gave the hasra, they didn't know that. Even the anan lo havi yadin on lav hasroi. Because the guy doesn't take the hasra seriously. How do they know? I'll be over an issue. They don't know if I have chametz or not. The Rabbi Yochanan sover hasra sofik shmo hasra. The ishtakach tahavi l'mechai. That even though at the time they gave the hasra they didn't know, in the end it's nisbarer that he had the chametz to get malchus. And Rish Lakish holds no. Hasra sofik is not hasra. Hasra has to be that I know for sure that I'm warning you and you know that I know. But if you think that I don't know, then the hasra is not a good hasra. Okay, where's the place where they argued once? And what's a nafkamina, whether it's hasra sofik or it's because of al besamach? And what nafkamina would be? What if the chametz is right outside the azara and they can see it? Outside hasra sofik, there's no hasra sofik. They can see the chametz that the guy owns, his chametz. But if it's what's it called, because of al besamach, it's outside the azara. So be nafkamina is whether what the reason is. Another thing they ask is, how could there ever be hasra svada? Maybe the guy was mivatel the chametz. I mean, atora bikul bi'alma sogi. How do they know? So one shot they say is this chametz, you can't be mivatel. If you have chametz with achrayas from somebody else, you can't be mivatel. It's not yours, but you're over by your and by your matzah. So talking about that kind of chametz, a bikul wouldn't help. Or since the guy is mekabel the hasra, then that in itself is mivatel his bikul. He says, I know I have chametz, I'm shechting anyway. In order to be chayiv, you have to be makabel the hasra. So if that's the case, then there's no sofik anymore, there's mevatel. We may not know if he really has chametz or not, but if he has chametz, he definitely was, what's it called, not mevatel it, because he says, I don't care, I own it and I'm going to do it. That itself, that declaration is mevatel, his bittel. We know for sure he didn't make bittel. Where's the case where they argued of hasra sofik? The Itmar, Shvur she'ochel kikor zu hayom, v'over hayom v'lo achla, a person made a shvur that he's going to eat this piece of bread today, and the day passed by, he didn't eat it. Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon ben Lakish, tamrei tavayu ain't a loke. Both of them say you don't get malchus for different reasons. Rav Yochanan omer ain't a loke, mishum dahavi l'lav shein bo maisa. Because l'maisa, how was he over this lav? By not eating the thing. That's a lav shein bo maisa. Lav shein bo maisa ain't lokin alav. The chol lav shein bo maisa ain't lokin alav. Because we learn malchus by lavim from losachsom shor bedisha. You can't muzzle an animal when it's threshing. And that's a maisa. You muzzled it. You did something. But a lav that has no maisa, you don't get malchus for it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Aval hasra sofik shmo hasra. But the fact that it's hasra sofik over here, it doesn't make a difference. Because when they gave the guy hasra, right, whatever time it's going to be, there's always a second left that he could eat. So what did they give him hasra? You better eat that thing today or you're going to get malchus. But they didn't know for sure he wasn't going to eat it. Right? At that moment, he wasn't over anything. It was only later, when the day finished and he didn't eat it, that it was his barer, that he was over the issue. So therefore, it's hasra sofik. Whenever they gave him asra, it's a sofik, whether he's going to be over this or not. He may eat it,
and then he won't be over.
Rishim ben Lakish Omar ain't a loka mishum davi yasra sofik. Rish Lakish says, no, the reason you don't get Malkus over here is because it's hasra sofik. Hasra sofik lo shma hasra. I'm a lav shein bo maisa loka no love. But Rish Lakish holds you do get Malkus for lav shein bo maisa. So they agree that you don't get Malkus, but they argue the reason. Rish Lakish says the reason is because hasra sofik. And Rabbi Yochanan says the reason is because lav shein bo maisa. And each one holds what the other one holds, the reason you don't get Malkus doesn't apply. So they already argued in Hasra Sotik. Rashi. Patrami Malkus to Losisa. You get Malkus to Losisa, Hashem Hashem Elokech Lashav, and there the Dibur is considered like a Maisa. Hasra Sotik. The Chimasrinin Be Akulu Hayom, Pen Tabra Lashvua, Shema Yavar, Shema Lo Yavar, Lashra Seinu. The Dain Yeshals Beyom. Whatever time you're Masra him, right, the lav isn't this bar that he was over it till the day's over. So now the Gemara says, so which is it? If it's al tzasra sotek, they already argued in that. If their reason is al besamach, they already argued. What do I need to be told a Mishnah about chametz, where it has to be in close proximity, not a Mishnah? Why did Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish have to argue on this? We know that they're of their argument. Why bring it down? It's obvious from two other cases that they argue about Hasra Sofik and Al Besamach. So apply it over here. Why mention it again as if this is a new place of machlokas? Where it says no, really the root of the argument is whether you need Al Besamach or not. What's the kasha? Why do I need to tell me that machlok is over here? I know it already by lachmei toda, and apply it over here. No, utzricha. The if ligulinin chametz havei amina baru who the kamer of Yochanan lo boyin al besamach mishum the iseru the chol hecha the ise. Right? I would say that if I only knew the case of chametz, I would say that's where Rabbi Yochanan holds. You don't need al besamach. Since to be over an Isser, what do you care if it's close by or not close by? If you shechted chametz and shechted the Pesach and you owned chametz anywhere, lemaisa it's awesome. So you're over that Isser. Well, you already need the chametz right next to you. Aval inyan mekadosh lechem lo kadosh ala b'tnim. Right? So aim a mother leiler of Shem ben Lakish the boyin and al besamach. Maybe though, in order to make the lachme tov the kadosh, there he agrees with Reish Lakish has to be close by. To be over in Yisr, wherever I own the chametz, I own it. But to make an effect on the bread, there you need it to be close by. Maybe everybody agrees over there. Therefore you had to be told that the machlokas applies in both places. If you only had the case of chametz, I would think that maybe Rabbi Yochanan agrees by the case of lach metoda that it's no good. It's close by, inside the Azar, it's Kodesh, and if not, needed to have a Klisharis. Just like Klisharis, Rashi says, it's not Mekadesh, something that's not inside it. So to over here, the Lachmei Toda don't become Kodesh unless they're mamish close by to the Karban. You see that you can have something that doesn't become Kodesh because it's outside its area. So if this maybe it's outside its area, it doesn't become Kodesh. Therefore, you need to be told that even in this case, Rabbi Yochanan holds, it doesn't have to be inside. The Yash Minalinim Mikadish Lechem, Havi Amina Bahach Komer of Shem Ben Lakish to be in Abba Stomach. The Isik Avoy Kaddish Ilo Kaddish. Avalinin Chomets Mogele, Rabbi Yochanan, the Lobo be in Abba Stomach. The Isurahu. The Chol Hich Echa, the Isai Tricha. And the opposite, I would think too. If I only had the case of Chomets, I would say that's where Rish Lakish holds, that you don't need al besamach. Because, what difference does it make? You own the chametz, you own it. But in the case of the lechem, there you need it to be close by. No, just the opposite. If you only heard the case of Mekadosh lechem, I would say that's where, what's the Rabbi Yochanan holds, you have to have it close by. Because it can't be Mekadosh lechem if it's far away. But to be over the Isser, there you'd agree, so you're over the Isser anywhere. So therefore we need to know both cases. Because I would think, if I only had one of them, that only in that case is there a machlokas, but everybody agrees in the other case. of Rashi. I need to be told both of these machlokshin, because if I only knew one of them, I would say the halacha is different. There's just no machlokas by the other. The mekachi legufa can deceive koranogea bohem yikdash. The in mekachim ella hanichnas l'tocha. Klisharis also is only, Tosas is a different way of learning, but we're learning Rashi. Right? That the klisharis is only mekachis, what's inside of it. Same thing, you need over here to be within the Azara to be Makabish. Okay. Bol minei Rav Oshia mi Rebbe Ami. Ein lo v'shochet v'yesh lo v'echad b'nei chabura mahu. What happens if the guy who shechted the carbon doesn't have chametz, but one of the people of the chabura has chametz? Omer lei mi k'siv lo shishkar al chemtzecha. Doesn't say the shochet can't shecht on his chametz. The sishchet al chametz, stop, see. Right? Can't shecht the korban Pesach if anybody owns chametz. But it says, Omer lei, hachi, afil lecha besof ha'olam nami. Even if somebody has no shaychus to this korban. That's what the way they learn. Not besof ha'olam means somebody away from the Azor. Somebody, because we don't know, it's the name of the besof. How could you ever shech korban pesach? Maybe somebody else owns chametz that you don't even know about. So you can never shech korban pesach. That doesn't mean that. It means somebody else owns chametz who has no connection to this korban, and he's in the Azor. So how do I know that doesn't affect my korban? That affects his korban, not my korban. Omer lei, omer krol, lo shishchat velo yolin. Lo shishchat al chametz tam zimchi, velo yolin, chelev, zeva, chag ha-pesach ad boker. So it compares shchita to leaving the carbon over. The people who are responsible not to leave over from this carbon, which means l'hol chabura, they're the ones that if they own chametz, the person who shechts is either he's over the iser or they're over the iser. But if somebody else owns chametz, then nobody's over it from this chabura. Amar Papa, Hilkach Kohen Hamakater Sachelev over below Sasin. Horavyeshno Bechlal Halona Shemurim. If that's the case, then the Kohen, who's Makter this carbon, is also over. Even though it's not his carbon, but he's also commanded not to leave over the things that he's Makter in this carbon. So he has a Chelek in this carbon, the God, they not leaving it over. So he's over, if he's Makter the Chelek. And he owns chametz, or anybody in the chabura owns chametz, not only him. Since he has a connection to this carbon, anybody in this carbon that owns chametz, and he's marked to the chelev, he's going to be over. Tanya kavashi d'rapapa, hashochet is a pesach ala chametz, over below sase. Person who shechts the carbon pesach ala chametz is over below sase. Emosai, this man shula shochet, when the chametz is owned by the shochet, all the Zorek, or the person who Zorek the Dam, because we learn from Dam Zivchi, all the Echon in the Chabur, any one of the people of the Chabur of this carbon own Chametz. Hoya the Echon the Sofa Olam, if somebody else owns Chametz in the Azor, but he has no connection to this carbon, ain't Zakuklo, then it's going to make a difference. Now he can't shaft his carbon on Chametz, but somebody else can shaft their carbon if somebody who is not shy of the carbon still has Chametz. The echad has shochet, the echad has zorek, the echad has makater chayiv. As long as the korban was shechted, or the dam was nizrak, or somebody was marked, the kohen was marked, or the chelev, that creates the isser. We said the isser is shaila, who's over that isser? The person who owns the chametz, or the person who does the shechita, the haktorah, or whatever. So we said three-way machlokas, what it was, but whoever's going to be over is not going to be over unless you shechted, you were zorek, or you were makter. And somebody of that korban owned chametz. That's the two conditions. The shail over here is, what about the other two avodas? Halacha and Kabbalah. You makabal the dam. So from the Gemara's mashma that we learn from Sukkim, Sishchat is dafka shrita, and dam zivchi is dafka zrika. And Hector, Chalovim, we also learn from the fact that it's Loyalim. But Halacha and Kabbalah, the Chor, not included. That's Taka, how the Rambam learns. that it's only those specific things. There's a Meiri that says no, that you're chayiv on all the four avodas. And that's considered dan. Dan is the zrika, and included in the zrika is bringing it to the mizbeach and be mekabelet. It's all part of the zrika. It's all done from that pasuk. Aval hamolik es ha'ov bi'arbo'asar, ain't no over below club. But if you, have chametz, and you shech, you don't shech the korban, but you make malika, right, on an oath. You break its neck from the back with your fingernail. That's malika, not shechita. Or that you're not over on. Even though we'll see that you're over on other korbanos on Erev Pesach, right? And here, it could be you, how are you bringing this korban? The korban of Tomei Shabbein Arbaim was already done. So it's talking about a case where the guy is Mechusar Kippurim, and he has to bring an oath to be able to eat Kodshim that night. So he's allowed to bring, we said before, you're allowed to bring the korban, Mechusar Kippurim, after the korban of Tomei, in order they should be able to eat the korban Pesach. So that's what happened. So the guy brought a bird, and he shechted it, and he was molik it, right, after the, what's it called, the Talmud, in the time of Korban Pesach, and he owned chametz. So that's the case. What?
But all korbanos, not just all korbanos, it wouldn't be a...
We'll see, it's a machlokas in the Gemara later on, but according to that, what's it called, ha-molik, it's ha-oh, yar-bosa, it's machlokas later. You see, the Gemara learns two different ways how to learn this. But according to that opinion, that should be over for bringing other korbanos, you're not over on oath. Because it's not shechita, lo sishchat. This is not shechita. Molik is ha'ot bar bos, or ain't over below klun. Gemara says, for Amini, ha'shochet is ha'pesach ala chomets, over below sase. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af ha'tamid. Even if you shech the korban tamid ala chomets, you're over. But it says, dam zivchi, we learn out not only Zevach Pesach, even another Zevach, even a Tavid. It said, no, it only applies to Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, not to any other Korban. Where it says, Amos said, is man sheesh l'shochet or l'zorek or l'echad me'achabura. Hoya l'echad b'sofa, all the names are quick low. It's only if somebody from this Chabura owns Chametz. But if somebody else owns Chametz who's not part of the Chabura, somebody from anywhere in the world who's not part of this Chabura and he owns Chametz and it's in the Azara, that doesn't affect my shechting, my Korban Pesach. Echad HaShochet, the Echad HaZorek, the Echad HaMolek, even Malika is Chayiv. The Echad HaMazah Chayiv, and person Zorek the Dam is also Chayiv. Aval HaKomitz is HaMincha, Eino over below Sasi. Right? Makdur is HaMurim, Eino over below Sasi. So here we have a braisa that says that Komets is not chayiv, because even though knitza takes the place of shechita by a mincha, it's not at all like shechita. But malika is similar to shechita. It's zeva, you're killing something. So it's like shechita. And maktir also, it says here, also not chayiv. So it's two kashas. One, we said maktir is chayiv. And here it says not. And then we said molek is not chayiv, and here it says molek is. That's what we're going to discuss tomorrow. Let's see the answer. Afilu Rav Oshio had the pshita of Rish Lakish le'el humi boyale. What Rish Lakish said is pashit before. That's Rav Oshio shayla. Afilu la'echad b'sofa olam, because Rish Lakish said before it has to be somebody from that chabura. Afilu la'echad b'sofa olam she'enu b'nei chabura nami im yeshno imo bazor yavra shochet hazeh olav in his rubo. L'chora, if you say that what's it called? That anyone who has chametz in the Azorah, then it should apply to anybody. If I shech that, even if it's not somebody from the chabura, kol b'nei chabura b'chlal lo yolin min abosar hein b'val tosiru. Anybody who's part of this korban has a responsibility to make sure that it's eaten and not left over. But somebody who's not part of this korban has no responsibility for this korban. Lo sishchat v'lo yolin b'chad kroninu. Hamakter is hachelev, shot pesach ala chametz, sheyesh lo b'shas haktorah. Right? There's somebody from the chabura owns chametz, and the kohen was makter the chelev on the mizbeach, and one of the people that he's makter the chelev for has chametz. Ilo haya le'echon in the chabura chametz b'shas shechita, v'yesh lo the kohen hamakter b'shas haktorah. The Kohen owned the chametz, or somebody from the chabura did. Over who? The Afagav the Lokshid Elalo Shishchat Uzrika Misrabi Mechilta Mitam Asinami Haktorah Misamchina Loyola. We learn not only Shrita, not only Zrika, but Haktorah too, since it puts it right next to Loyolin. Loyolin Zeva Chavaka Pesach. Kosh Yeshno Mavoda Shalohen Bazoris Haloba Yeshno Novi Bazoris Chomet. Anything that you'll be over Lina, if you did that Avoda, right, the wrong time, you're over also the Isser of Losishkar Al Chomet Stam Sifri. Hilkach Nikter Novi over. Because if you're Maktir, Shalob is mano, you makter it after the time, you're also not allowed. You have to make sure that you make the haktorah before the time goes away. So just like the Kohen is muzer on lo yolin, he's also muzer on lo sishkar al chametz for this korban. Well, what? No, now shrita. We marda shrita and shrika and haktorah. Right, right. No, we learned when it said lo sishkar, doesn't mean only shrita. It means the avod of shrita and al dam zivchi, even shrika, and lo yolin, even anything that you'd be over lina, which is haktorah too.
Is that called
what? What's it called? Yes, it's what's it called? It's what's it called? The bnei av or whatever. Not a bnei av. It's smichus. I don't know if it's not smichus. It could be. However, yes, no ba'alon esimur, and the sibu nami lo yolin chelav chagi. Aval ha-molik es ha-ov, shal mechus ha-kipurim. The amra be-pirgen, the kosher la-krova, achar ha-tamid. It's possible to bring an oath after the tamid, in the time when it's shayach t'shev korban Pesach. Shuz man shchitas Pesach. Ein o over ala mishum lo sishkar al-chamech. O lekaven moki lo krib shimen, de mechayiv nami ha-shar zlochim be-molik. Krib shimen holds that you're chayiv on other karbonos, right? This iser, if you own chametz during Pesach, the hachat tani lefturim mishum yodal lo mechayiv ala ashar zvachim. Later on, the Gemara is going to say that you wouldn't be chayiv on any karbon erev Pesach, right? But oath to knock at lavdafka, and oath is an example of any karbon. It only said oath because most karbonos you can't bring them because it's after the talmid, and most of the time mechusar kipurim is ofos. Right? Ela mishum de'ein derech lishchot shum korban bizman shchitas Pesach, dayinu achar chatzos. Ela korban shom mechusar kipurim, kidei shiyokal pischol ha'erev. The only korban that you can bring after the Talmud, except for the Pesach, is mechusar kipurim. V'rubayu oth ma'isinan. And most of the korban of mechusar kipurim is ofos. Zav, zav, yoledesh, afilu ashirim, u'mitzora ani. The Zav and Yoledes always bring an oath. And then Mitzora could bring a carbon behema, but Lamaisa, it's Vizan Ani, brings an oath too. So most of the carbonos that are Mechusar Kippurim, which is a Zav, a Yoledes, and a Mitzora, come from oaths. Echad HaShochid is a Pesach, the Echad HaZorik is Domo, the Echad HaMolek Chatos HaOf to Mechusar Kippurim, the echad hamaza mitama, the seed the hizah midama chatas, or vechatas haof koi. But chatas haof, you make hazor, not zrika. Right? You don't take the blood in a cup, and then you stick your finger and you zorek it, but you make hazor. The af seif and the mashma, the over af ashar kabonis, romi lekamon, aresha, the toni lo omru, ala pesav levat. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, lemaisa, according to the man, the omru, if you're not over on any other zevach, Erev Pesach, what are we bringing down that you're not over for these other things? You're not over on any other carbon. Avla komitz mincha b'moed ala komitz. Now we're saying it's talking about cholamoid. If you're komitz a mincha the cholamoid, even though during cholamoid Rav Shimon holds you're over on other carbonas too, but not kmitza, because it says lo shishchat. And lo shishchat, even though the kmitza takes the place of shchita, by a mincha it's not shchita. Eino over the kmitza vadi lav shchita hi. But Malika is like Shrita. It's not Shrita, but it's like it. So therefore, Malika is Yeshchai. Hamakter saying, we're in Bein Pesach Yodalad, Bein B'moed Hashar is Vachim in over. If you makter the Emurim, okay, this price holds it, you're not over. The Kohen is makter the Emurim of the Korban Pesach, and somebody from the Chabura owns Chometz, or the Kohen himself owns Chometz. or during Pesach, during Chol HaMoed, right? You shepherd the carbon, and the Kohen owns chametz, who's makter it, right? He's also not over. So it's a stira to what we said before, that the Kohen who's makter is also included in the issur. So that the Gemara is going to ask, and also a stira from Malika. Here it says molek es hakarben is chayiv, and there it said what's it called? It's not. Here it says echad hamolek is chayiv, and before we said molek of the carbon is not chayiv.